Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, I should have never worked out. I mean, I had an apple and a banana before I worked out, and I still have to work out more, and I've got many things to do today, but I at least, you know, I've been trying to get guests and connect with people, so I'm probably going to have, like, a half-hour show today because it's just announcements and stuff, you know, things to catch up on, and I'm telling you, I went to clean some of the clothes out, and I've dropped some, you know, weight, but meaning in a good way. No, hear me out. Because I know people get concerned. No, in a very, very good way. I've been learning about, you know, a special diet. When I mean diet, let's reprogram our brains, first of all. Because when we say diet, you automatically tend to think you got to drop all this weight. Now, for me personally, I really, really had to learn to eat a certain way. Because as many foods, for me personally, maybe not a lot of people out there, that's very toxic for my system. And this is what I was learning about, and it's at first when I was talking to my Brother Z and family and stuff, and they know a lot about nutrition, and they says, you know, if you really want to get serious, we're really going to, you know, they tried helping me before, but it was like, I'm sick of being sick. I'm sick to death, and I finally had it to a point where I've got to do this. I'm not doing it for a man. I'm doing it for myself. I'm not doing it for the whole world. Of course, yeah, I want to get my six-pack back, but the thing is, with what we're eating, because I know, and I know this for a fact, we have this inner core inside of us, and we need to take care of it. We have to fuel it, especially if you're going to work out more, because what I was tend to know when I try to get back into working out, and I wasn't finishing my working out, and our body is really a living machine. Now, I'm not some licensed person or anything, but for me personally, my own life, I do know this, that we have to eat a certain way, you know, for ourselves. And like I says, I have to eat a certain way, and this may not affect other people, but I've been going on a month now of changing the way I'm eating. Even, yes, ladies and gentlemen, I told everyone I'm not really a great cook, but the thing is, learning to cook for myself and learn to cook healthier. Now, people are going to be like, oh, no, I can't. Believe me, I had 4 pages when this was written out, and I'm looking at people going, and they're saying, no, you can't do this and that. I'm not kidding. This is really some serious stuff. But it's basically common sense. It's not even that hard. It's just, I know people are going to be like, no, I can't. Believe me, if you change your frame of mind, when I saw the first 4 pages, like, I don't know how I'm going to do this. But this is going on a month, and I seem to be doing okay. It's, in fact, no bread. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, no bread. Even though they said I could have, you know, gluten-free bread, I'm not eating any bread at all. That means no sandwiches, no nothing, no bread. Also, no sugar, no brown sugars. I know I've always said I love sugar, but I'm actually using a plant, and I'm going to look into the drops, and they, but it has to be. If I can say this right, now I talk kind of funny because I am from Boston, it's stevia, S-T-E-V-I-A, and it's a plant, not processed, which I've been putting in my tea and my coffee. Also, I can have no creamers, no pastry, no nothing. I've been doing this for a month, and at first, I really was like, I don't know how I'm going to do this, but for a month, I'm feeling like I don't want to go back to eating the way I did. And I've noticed there is, I'm not kidding, you know how you see these things about what people are talking in transformation? Really, seriously, my upper torso, the thing that I've noticed, my bloating is gone. I am not kidding. Maybe I should have, I was like, I didn't take pictures or anything, but the upper torso, the bloating is gone. And I'm like, this is really crazy. And it's not, and not doing anything. I mean, I know there's people that have the money to go and get the lipo and all this stuff to get it all done. You know, people go with diets that, you know, diet pills and all this, you know, whatever, South Beach and all these things. And I'm telling you, eating just regular foods, cutting out sugar, and, you know, no dairy, no yogurt, not even yogurts. I know yogurts are supposed to be good for you. No yogurts, no nothing. And I've been taking vitamins, and it's actually growing. Actually eating meats, and I think maybe it's different up here the way the meats are and stuff in Maine. I'm originally from Boston. But actually, you know, nothing canned. If I'm going to eat fruit, nothing in the cans whatsoever. I know it's tempting, even when they say light syrup. Nothing in the cans whatsoever. And I was like, believe me, I was thinking, oh, fruit in a can with light syrup. No. The other thing is no fructose corn syrup. No high, you know, content of fructose corn syrup. That's why nothing canned. Not even vegetables. I'm not even no baggy frozen, you know, what is it, bird's eye or nothing. It's all fresh. And, you know, I've been doing this for a month, and I did notice, even in my neck is coming back because I was looking. What really got to me, because I had an injury and I gained so much weight. And when I first had an injury, this was over like 2 years ago, I hurt myself so bad for 3 days, I could not walk, I didn't have money for surgery, so I'm going, not kidding, this was something you see out of a film. And I'm sitting here watching over and over and over again, I'm not kidding, dragging the Bruce Lee story, the one with Jason Scott Lee, I kept watching it over and over and over again. And it was just something when I saw, you know, I mean, I love Bruce Lee and martial arts, but Jason Scott Lee's performance in this film just blew me away. I think I'm going to watch it again today. I just can't help myself because I feel like I'm inspiring myself. I'm silly. I sound lame, but this is actually, I think I'm going to do that today. But when I was watching that part, when Bruce Lee had gotten crippled really severely so bad, now, I couldn't move my leg, and I'm sitting there going, my life it's going to be over. And on top of that, I gained so much weight, and I just blew up past 200. And I'm sitting here, and like, yeah, you're going to think, oh, the breasts, yeah, really huge and stuff because you gain weight, and women are going to get bigger breasts, and thinking, yeah, I got really great cleavage. But I'm sitting there, and I'm going, this is not what I want. This is really seriously not what I want. So for a full year, I had to rehabilitate, and it's just walking. I can bend my leg and stuff now, and, you know, I am getting older, and I feel in the cold. I can feel like, oh, my knees, oh, my back. I'm not kidding with the cold and stuff. But getting back and losing the weight, and here I am. Today, I swear to God, I've got two trash bags of trash at my door of clothing. I went through today, and I'm like, oh, my God, this does not fit. And even an event that I'm going to in June, I had this Kato costume where I had the outfit bigger, and it was for a film called Essential Realism, and I played head boss ninja and a zombie. And I looked at my Kato costume, I put it on, and going, my Kato costume is too big for me. It's not even a shirt you can take in because the way it's designed. And I'm sitting there going, oh, my dear God, I can't wear this top for a Kato costume at the convention. I have to get a new top. So here I am, you know, working really hard, and I don't care what anyone says because this is why I'm saying this now. Believe me, I know I ramble on sometimes when I don't have a guest. What I was, you know, people say go to positive things. Okay, what, okay, can people not hear me? I guess some of the, do not hear anything. Do not hear anything. Can you hear me? Mountain Man, hello?
Let's see. Okay, let's see if this thing is working. Mountain Man, can you hear me? Hello? Mountain Man, can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? I'm typing to someone in the chat room, so someone said that they can't hear me. So going over, looking to see, maybe there's some technical difficulties because my phone is actually, it's actually on. So I'm going to ramble on. So I'm just like, you know, what was I saying? So you got to be real here. I just hope people can, like, hear me. You know, I'm Mountain Man, can you hear me? Check, baby, 1, 2, 3, 4. Mountain Man, can you hear me now? I don't know. My phone's all hooked up. Looks like, I mean, the past couple of times, Block Talk Radio had some issues last Wednesday, and I got on the air 5 minutes of 9 last Wednesday night. They've had some sort of takeover. People couldn't do shows. So I'm just winging it now. So I'm just testing and make sure everything's right. That's why I didn't even want to have a guest today. I was going to have another guy that was a ninja on today, but I'm like, you know, I'm going to wait. He's going to be on next week. I'll let you guys know who it is. But anyway, going back to the Kato costume and the weight itself, I dropped in my upper torso. So I was very, I'm very, very excited about it. And going back to, like, what I was saying, you know, positive things and going to sites, looking up women that are physically, extremely physically fit with six packs. Now, you know, I wanted to go myself and check out, you know, other women to see what they're doing because, you know, I am over 40. And people say, no, don't worry about your age and stuff. And I do have to reprogram my mind because society has got it like when you reach a certain age, you're old and decrepit. And, you know, you're sitting there thinking, and I'm like, I'm trying to still, this is why I like to have people that are very positive, especially people that are in the martial arts world in my life. And I do reach out to the martial arts community, the stunt community, because there's people that are even 20, 25, 30 years older than me. And they're utterly, utterly amazing. And they're helping me to reprogram my mind. Because there's still those negative thoughts in my mind. And it's because I've been around so many people that were so negative and they kept putting me down for so many years. And I'm like, you know what? I have to keep reprogramming myself. Even to this day, because I am a work in progress. I really, really am. I'm a spaz. I'm crazy. And I embrace that. And I'd rather be doing what I'm doing in this world than conform to what society wants to program people and be outside my, you know, instead of being in my own little box, I'd rather be living outside of my own little box and creating the outside of my box to have a wonderful inside of my box in my own life. I really don't want to do what most people do. And I think, you know what, mostly I think in society, maybe here in America, I don't know. Yeah, America, how do you say America? Here in America, you know, people should be allowed to live their lives any way they want. That's what freedom is, to live it any way you want.
But I think when a woman reaches a certain age, you know, it's okay for a man to live a certain age, but it just seems like that mostly in society, maybe it's still, it's like inputted in 80%. If you don't have a kid by a certain age, oh my God, something's wrong with you. Well, you know what? Really, seriously, I never said to anyone I ever wanted to have a kid. I thought about it once in a while, but reality is you're going to have money to raise a child. Do you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like something you're really going to think. Kids are expensive. Kids are seriously, seriously expensive. What am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to, because of my age, am I supposed to say, hey, I don't have a kid. I feel bad for myself. I've never, ever, anybody that's close to me, I never whined and pissed and moaned, think I ever had to go underneath a rock because I don't have a child. Oh, my God. Whoever thought that, they don't know me at all. Anybody that thinks I'm like, oh, my God, boo-hoo, because I'm like 43 years old and I don't have a kid, my life is going to end, my biological clock is ticking. I have never thought that in my life. I laugh my ass off when people really... This is what, you know, when people really think that, oh, my God, because I don't have a kid, oh, my God, I'm going to go cry. I've never once in my life, even on my Facebook page, I've never, ever talked about kids. I've always talked about working with kids and helping kids out. I never said I've ever wanted to have a kid in my whole entire life. Anybody that ever has it in their mind, I'm laughing my ass off right now because it's like I know women do that. So I'm not saying everybody is like, oh, my God, my biological clock is ticking. Women do this in their 20s. I'm like, ladies, you're in your 20s. How can your biological clock be ticking in your 20s? It drives me crazy. And it's like, I know women want to have kids, which is fine and dandy, but don't put what other women want to do on based on what's in my mind and what I want to do in my life. Don't base that on what I want to do. I like kids. But, oh, my God, I'm not going to be sad or regret not having kids in my life. I never, ever, ever, you know, don't assume just because you read stuff on the Internet, you really know me. I've never once in my whole entire life have I ever talked about kids. I've talked about Jackie Chan, Marshall and stuff. I've never, ever, anybody that's ever met me in person, talked me with the Internet, even messages, private messages and email, I've never talked about having kids, never in my whole entire life. It might sound strange, but it's the honest-to-God truth. Anybody in the martial arts world, I was like, I'm great around kids, don't like that. Just don't let it get out, because if anybody finds out I'm great around kids, you know what's going to happen to me on film set? Yeah, that's right. I'm going to be the kid while I'm playing on the floor. I used to, like, you know, babysit my friend's kids and go into Burger King, and yes, that smelly pee thing where the balls are and you climb up in Burger King and stuff like that. I honestly do those stuff. I don't care. I don't sit around with the adults. I go play with the kids because I'm a big kid myself. But, you know, this is why I talk about Ninja Sunday, because, you know, so I'm different. But don't put things what most of society is doing, think I'm feeling bad and sorry for myself because I don't have a kid. Well, my life is freaking over because I don't have a kid. Oh, screw that. And it's like, what am I supposed to do? Am I supposed to cry because everybody's showing pictures on their Facebook page because they have kids? I don't think so. I'm happy with what I want to do. Do you seriously think that I'm sitting here thinking about jumping out of planes? Do you think I'm going to sit and think about changing diapers? I don't think so. I'm going to sit and do what I want in my life. This is my life. I like ninjas. I like doing the things I want to do. Yes, I'm good with kids, and I know people have given me compliments about me making a good mother because, you know, out there in society, people that have kids, oh, my gosh, and they don't take good care of their kids. It's really sad. Some people, maybe they shouldn't have kids, but there's a lot of people out there that I know that want to have children, and they can have children, and they deserve to have children. You know, there's people that really do. Hey, you don't know. You know, there's lots of kids out there that don't have parents. They're unloved. So, you know, there's a lot of children out there in the world. How do you not know, you know, with my success in life, I might not be able to do, you know, I might be able to do things for tons of kids out there that don't have parents, you know, that are not loved. Because even if they're in orphanages and such, they deserve to be loved just as much as kids that have parents. How do you not know I might be doing something like that? No one knows what goes on in my head, what I think of. No one knows about other things that I think of. This is why I say it's Ninja Sunday, because let's get real. Because you don't know you know, you might read stuff about me on the internet. You might see my videos and everything like that. You only know about 100, like maybe 1% about me. Maybe the most, maybe 50% sometimes on Facebook. You really don't know what goes on in my mind with what I think and things in the future, things that I could do. So anybody thinks that they read me, they know me, you don't know me. You absolutely don't know me at all. And that's what I got to say to that. Ha, 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 ha. Yeah, give me a radio show, and look at me, I'm rambling on. Oh, by the way, get ready for this, ladies and gentlemen. As soon as I log in, I'm going live on the air on video. That's right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to have a show on live stream with the video. I'm also taking it to the next level on video. That's right. Oh, yeah, baby, that means I can't really be in my pajamas, and I'm going to have some makeup on a little bit. I don't want to scare people, because with radio shows, I'm telling you, with radio shows, it doesn't even matter how it goes down. You could be sitting on the toilet taking a dump on a radio show. You could be wiping your butt. It just doesn't matter, because a radio show is a radio show, and you don't see. And believe me, sometimes I like, you know, you got to go, you got to go. But I will be taking it to the next step in going live stream on video, and I'm going to see to try to do it this afternoon sometime. But anyway, going back to my Facebook page. I'm going back to my Facebook page, making some announcements. Okay, what's up? Let's see. Okay. Let's see. I'm going to my Facebook page. I get a burp. Oh, my God. Right now? Really? I get a burp. This is crazy. I was like, I don't want to burp live on the air here. Okay, going down. First up, I like to give a shout-out. Hold on for a second. Shout-out. This is a shout-out. I'm going to go down my page here. I post so many things on Facebook page. You know what people don't even realize? People, here's the secret about Shelly Nunchucks. I'm telling you all live on the air. Do you know I can type almost 80 to 90 words per minute? No, I'm not kidding. So do you know how easy it is for me to type something on Facebook? Because I learned on electric typewriters. This is before computers and stuff. And when the teachers used to kind of smack you with the ruler on your hands on the table, they used to do that. I'm not kidding. But I learned on regular typewriters when we had to put the darn ribbons in there. Man, you just get spoiled with all the computers and stuff. But we had the typewriters. Oh, my gosh. My fingers used to get stuck in the keys. So I had to learn about really typing. So because of that, what people don't realize on my Facebook page, I can type almost 80 to 90 words a minute. Don't let everyone know the secret, but I can do that. So when I post things on my Facebook page, people think it's sometimes, you know, like just like, what the hell? She's posting so many things. You actually, you know, I tell people, if people want to be on my Facebook page and I post too much, just hide my status. Because it's like, it's my Facebook page. I'm not doing anything to anyone. This is what your Facebook page is about. And they say, oh, you're self-centered and blah, 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 this and that. But isn't Facebook supposed to be talking about yourself? So I talk about myself. But half the time, I'm using my Facebook page, not just about myself, but it's actually, I'm doing a lot of different, you know, using it as a tool, and I'm promoting other people and other sometimes products on my page. So I'm always doing something here. And I'm also looking into getting a website and all my Blog Talk Radios. The shows I'm trying to get on YouTube, all the ones that have my guests on there. But anyway, I wanted to give some props to an awesome, awesome man. I mean, I don't care what anyone says, but Douglas Wong, he's such a sweet guy. And everybody's like, no, you can't call a martial artist a sweet guy. But he's really sweet. And he's like, you know, I just got to give him some props. And I just reposted it was a show, and you know, I posted on my Facebook page, Douglas Wong. He did the show with his friend Jim Mo Wong in San Francisco for his popular television show in Northern California. This is right after Douglas worked on Dragon the Bruce Lee Story, which was not yet released at the time. So you can check it out. I posted the link there, and I just had to give a shout-out to Douglas, you know, just had to do that. And he actually has a studio, a dojo back in California. So Douglas Wong, and you can check out, he has a Facebook page, and check out his website. The next one on my page is for traditions. It's the T-shirts. And I got to tell you, I'm so psyched I will be taking pictures with it and stuff with my T-shirts. But people, I swear to God, to me, these T-shirts are freaking awesome. Maybe I shouldn't say that because it's for the company. Well, Blog Talk Radio. We'll see whatever I want. But traditions T-shirts, it's T-R-A-D-I-T-I-O-N as in Nancy, Z as in zebra. And it's these wicked awesome T-shirts. What do you want? I'm saying wicked awesome. I'm from Boston, okay? Wicked awesome T-shirts. And it's from Don the Dragon Wilson. It's his company, his clothing line, the living legend himself, the man that was in the Guinness Book of World Records 11 times, ladies and gentlemen. You have to check these T-shirts out. It's not just for men, kids, but the T-shirts are for women, too, and they have dragons on them. They're so awesome. I love them. I have 3 T-shirts myself. And listen, the summer's coming up, so you gotta check out the site for traditions. And actually, if you want to check it out, too, you can go to my Facebook page, Shelby Common Nunchucks, and you'll actually see Don the Dragon Wilson himself. And, oh, my gosh, if you don't know who Don the Dragon Wilson is, you may as well go bet, like, just bury your head in the sand or something like that. I mean, you know, just the living legend himself, you got to check him out. Really, seriously, check him out, and then check out the clothing line there. So that's my other announcement. Okay. Next thing. Where is it? I'm scrolling. Give me chance here. I told you I was fast, but I'm scrolling down on the thing here. All right, there's this foundation, which I'm trying to help bring attention to because I take this one very to heart, very to dear. And it's called the Sarah Joys Foundation. And it's kind of hard for me to talk because I just almost want to cry when I talk about it. But it was, like with anything, sometimes with a little bit of a tragedy, something wonderful can come out. And these wonderful foundations do come out. Sarah Joy Foundation, there's a second annual memorial fundraiser dinner. And I'm going to read about it. I'm actually going to click on to it. Even if you can't attend, check out Sarah's Joy second annual memorial fundraiser dinner. And even if you want to donate some money, I mean, you can go there. It's Saturday, March 15, 2014. It says here on there, you are cordially invited to our second annual memorial dinner fundraising event to come together and remember the times in life of our beautiful Sarah Joy, our Iraqi. This event is open to all friends and family, open to all ages. $10 donation per adult, $3 donation per kids 12 and under, and 2 and under are free. This includes potluck dinner, chances at door prizes, and 1 entry for a chance to win a Google BG tablet. All donations are tax deductible. And I'm going to actually go to the sarahsjoyfoundation.org. Let's see. I'm bringing this up here. And I'm actually going to the website of the Sarah Joy Foundation. And believe me, this is a wonderful, wonderful foundation. It's to help families that are dealing with terminal cancer, to help maybe pay for billings and outings. So it is a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful foundation. And I'm trying to bring it up and read about it, the mission statements. Let's see, I'm finding it on here. Okay. This is a brief summary of it. It's a mission statement. Sarah's Joy Foundation creates ways to help families and cancer patients enjoy their lives as fully as they can. The Sarah's Joy Foundation was started in memory of Sarah Joy, who lost her battle to breast cancer at age 32, leaving behind her 2 young sons and her husband, Eric. Sarah's Joy provides emotional and day-to-day support to assist caregivers and patients live each day fully. Whether it's a few hours away for the caregiver or a day trip for the patient and family members, Sarah's Joy is here to help. And it says about special thanks to business instructor Maureen Chisholm, professor from Quincy College, and Eileen Sincavage for making our small nonprofit to a class project and coming up with this amazing mission statement. And I was trying to see if Eric had something written down here. I thought Eric had something written. Let's see. Just trying to bring some more stuff up on the website here. Sarah Joy's blogs, because I thought Eric wrote something on here. Let's see. This is February 1st, 2014, a small tidbit of what our foundation has been doing. At times when an organization asks for donations, we don't always get to see where our donated dollars go. We at the Sarah Joy Foundation just wanted to share a bit of some of the joy and happiness your dollars have brought throughout the past year. These photos speak for themselves as the Sarah Joy Foundation was able to bring last-minute joy to these seven small children who would have otherwise woken up on Christmas morning with no gifts from Santa, one family of four kids from New Jersey. So you can actually go and check that out on there. Excuse me. But it does say, you know, it says here, you know, more about it. So you can check out the Sarah Joy Foundation. And I'm bringing up one moment, ladies and gentlemen, because there's something else where I'm actually bringing up another website. Website for, hold on. I've got the phone in my left hand, holding it up to my right ear, and I've got my right hand's typing, so I multitask. So give me one moment. Okay, I'm waiting for the website to come up. Okay, come on, nice computer. Make nice for Shelly, nice computer. I'm waiting for it to pop up. It's thinking. See what happens when a computer thinks, ay, ay, ay. Trying to bring up this last thing I want to talk about. On Ninja Sunday, come on. Pop up. This is where I have to bang my head against the wall right now. Come on, pop up. Does this mean I can go take a bathroom break? Come on, pop up. Let's see. It ain't popping up. Oh, yoy. Oh, sure. This is one of, I think my computer thinks it wants to update right now while I'm live on the ear. What is wrong with this thing? My computer decides it wants to do an update. Cut that out. Okay. This is something, another thing that I want to see that happens. It's for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, people. It's when I did a whole month of a fundraiser in December. Okay, I'm opening it up. I came on board, was welcomed on board by the founder, John G. Hagner himself, the CEO, and I was welcomed as board as an advisor for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. So my name is actually on the website if you go there. The thing that I'm doing, I'm helping to help raise money for a museum for the Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame. Every memorabilia, all stuff from decades ago from John Collecting that have been in storage, and I'm hoping to help raise money for a new museum. Now, this isn't just for the past, Hollywood Stuntman's Hall of Fame, you know, not just for the past, but it's for the present and for the future stunt community. So I'm looking on here. I'm actually bringing it up. I'm going to read to you all about it. About the museum. Hundreds of exhibits of rare artifacts and memorabilia of stars and stunt performers of motion pictures and television, featuring personal items of John Wayne, Jimmy Stewart, Steve McQueen, and stunt legends of the movies, including Yakima Canute, Cliff Lyons, Dave Sharp, Ronnie Rondell, and hundreds of others. There are over 350 concrete blocks that contain the footprints and handprints, as well as signatures of many of the greats of the cinema. A collection that outranks those that are located in the Mann's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard. This rare collection has taken its founder, John G. Hagner, more than 65 years. See, you hear that? What I'm reading? 65 years to gather and preserve for posterity, featuring parts of costume, weapons, stunt equipment, photos and paintings and drawings, hats and caps, boots and shoes, and hundreds of items from the movies and television, plus videos, film, and film clips. The Hall of Fame has been in existence since 1973 and became a nonprofit organization in 1984. Dedicated to preserving the history of the stunt profession and to honoring stunt people the world over. Currently, the Hall of Fame is without a home. See, it's without a home, people. Can you hear it in my voice? It's without a home. And we need to raise money for this. And it needs financial support to enable them to afford a building in which to welcome visitors. Anyone interested in participating in this effort may make a tax-deductible donation to the Hollywood Stuntmen's Hall of Fame and mail it to 81 West Kane, K-A-N-E, Creek, C-R-E-E-K, Boulevard, number 12, Moab, M as in Michael, O-A, B as in Boy, Utah, 84532. For more information, contact John Hagner at 435-260-2160. And then his email address is johnhagner@gmail.com, johnhagner@gmail.com. For additional information, go to Facebook and click in Falling for Stars, then Artist of the Stars, then Stunt Stars and Legends. John Hagner, it says he does a monthly article. I'm not so sure if he still does it, but it's Moab Happenings, tabloid features happening in and around the Moab area. And it talks about there. So you can actually go. Also, the fax is 435-260-2160. Fax is 435-260-2160. So you can actually check that out. But if you do go to the website, I am listed on the website, so I'm just checking what says main page, members, board members. I think I'm on the very bottom, so I am on the Board of Advisors. So you can actually see, if you go to the Board of Advisors on the bottom, you see my name on the bottom, Shelley Kamenunchuk. So I am on the Board of Advisors on the website itself. So that's another thing I wanted to bring up today. So I'm just very, very, you know, very passionate about that. So I'm hoping people can actually hear the show. I've had someone, I don't know what's going on, someone said that they can't hear it. So I'm hoping that this actually didn't have any problems today, because once again, Blog Talk Radio has had some problems, nothing to do with me, so I'm kind of happy about that. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for tuning in. Thank you so much. And I will be getting some guests. And, you know, thank you for the love and support. Remember, you have a dream. You are as good as anybody else. And don't you forget that. All you got to do is try. Don't let anyone stop you. Well, everyone, I hope you have a good Sunday and looking forward to more shows. And once again, thank you for the love and support.